just gone 12 o'clock, in fact 2.5 minutes past on a Thursday afternoon, which means it's time for the Topsit Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And Valencia Maguaza is in the house with a beautiful bottle of Warwick First Lady Sauvignon Blanc 2024. Welcome to you.
Thanks,
Eamon is absent without leave, which is lekker for him.
Yes.
And now he's got leave, but he's not here. And so Valencia, this is good. You are rolling with the Warwick First Lady. What can you tell us about it?
The Warwick First Lady Sauvignon Blanc, it's a beautiful wine of where the First Lady Sauvignon Blanc name coming from, where the range of the wine tribute to the lady called Norma Radcliffe.
Okay.
Her name, yes, that was her name. And she is a founder of the wine, and she's a winemaker, one of the winemaker in South Africa. She was the one that first winemaker in South Africa.
So Norma Radcliffe was the first lady, was she?
Yes.
The first winemaker of note in terms of lady winemakers.
Yes.
Okay. So this is apparently, now I'm just looking at the descriptive narrative from Warwick Estate, it's a wine with immense drinkability. What does that mean? I mean, isn't all wine immensely drinkable? Would defeat the point of the purpose if it wasn't.
No, this is definitely is the good wine, because I've tried this wine, and you are also going to try it, Dave. And it's, the answer will be there.
Okay, well, why don't we pour a little splash in the meantime? That will be a good idea. Let's have a sip, and we will experience, apparently, according to this, one should be able to pick up aromas on the nose of passion fruit, lime, and green apple. Passion fruit, lime, and green apple don't necessarily seem to immediately go together in a natural kind of way, but this might be a first, would it?
Definitely, we're going to get it when we taste that. Everything is there.
Okay.
Everything is there. The guava, pineapple, you're going to get in this one.
All right. Well, why don't we taste it?
Let's just taste it.
That's a good idea.
Let's taste it and see.
Okay.
We're going to be coming back with an answer.
I'm encouraged. That was called a cue. In the theatre, it would be called a cue. That's where we have to pour the wine. Right. Okay. So now what one is looking at is the grapes are apparently pressed and cool fermented, which helps to keep them juicy and release fresh tropical fruit aromas. You mentioned a few of those tropical fruits. This is now on the palate. The nose was slightly different. It had the combination that was mentioned before. The combination being green apple, passion fruit, and
some
lime.
Guava.
And now on the palate, one should be able to detect the tropical fruit. So, well, the aroma is gorgeous. Absolutely delightful. It is indeed nicely chilled, and I would imagine for those that enjoy a good Sauvignon Blanc, you will find the beautifully lush, fresh tropical fruit aromas
it's
absolutely
got a nice texture.
to your taste. Yep, the end result is a zesty and refreshing wine with aromas of cut grass and passion fruit. I've always wondered about the cut grass. It's a descriptive language that is used often in winemaker terms.
I think this is a beautiful wine, Dave, because
now that's the end of the wine tasting. Valencia's taken the bottle home. What's happened? No sound. Hello? That's peculiar. So why don't you use those headphones over there? They'll be able to hear nicely. Okay, so we've been experiencing the Warwick First Lady Sauvignon Blanc 2024. It has won the Platter Wine Guide Award. It's been awarded by the Wine Spectator. And the Robert Parker Wine Association has also tipped their hats to the Warwick First Lady Sauvignon Blanc, available at Topsit Lifestyle right now. What does it retail for?
It's 124.99. Yes, I'm back now, Dave. 124.99 a bottle.
It's a very good price for
what you're getting.
And now let's move along a little to talk about the First Thursday, which is tonight. What are you going to be doing at First Thursday?
We're doing First Thursday today. We're doing Glencalu and we're doing Glenzals. But the Glenzals is the one with a black label, which is very nice. That's what we're going to be doing today.
Okay.
And we are going to be tasting the Warwick First Lady on weekend from 12 to 2.
So there's an opportunity to try before you buy the wine of the week this week, the Warwick First Lady Sauvignon Blanc 2024. It is a platter wine. It's a recognized top of the pops. And at a modest price for what you're getting, I think that's you will find it extremely acceptable. And indeed, the kind of wine that I think would probably go well. We didn't give it a pairing in terms of a wine pairing menu, but what would you suggest would be good?
I would suggest salad will be good. Salmon will be also very good, and I will give it calamari.
So
will be the best.
A seafood and summer dish accompaniment of note.
It's a nice dry wine.
An easy drinking,
very
convivial, fresh, fabulous. Very fruity, but not overly sweet, which is nice. It's a perfect accompaniment.
Nice and tropical, yes.
And Valencia will be available to consult, to explain to you what makes a wine exceptional at Tops at Lifestyle over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, both days tasting from 12 in the afternoon, 12 to 2. But if you'd like to join the Tops at Lifestyle team at the First Thursday event this evening, at the studios of the Lifestyle Center, well, that will be an absolute treat as well, because there are two exceptional wines available for tasting, and I'm sure you can buy them there as well.
You can buy them, but collect it at Tops. And today it's a good price. You get 10% off discount.
Wonderful incentive. Yes. If ever there was one, a 10% incentive to pop along to the First Thursday. Try before you buy. Have a sip, have a taste, enjoy. And then if you decide that this is what you're looking at in terms of a little investment, a flutter, well, then you get 10% off and you pick it up at Tops tomorrow morning. Valencia, thanks so much for bringing the Wine of the Week through this week. And we look forward to connecting again on Thursday next.
Yes, thank you, Dave.
And the show continues, folks.